Ecclesiastes. Well, we're going to look at chapter 7, verse 18 a minute. And that's what we... Well, actually, we have to start up. Be not, in verse 16, be not righteous overmuch, neither make thyself overwise. Why shouldest thou destroy thyself? Be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? And it is good that thou shouldest taketh hold of this, yea, also from this withdraw not thine hand. For he that feareth God shall come forth of them all. Now the whole idea, and this is really central to the truth of the gospel, is the scripture in, let's go there so you don't think I make it up, 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 4. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles, which know not God. Now, the thing that ties directly to do not withdraw yourself from the overmuch wicked or the overmuch righteous or whatever is there, and so that you can do this, this is the will of God, even your sanctification. That's an incredible scripture. Just a few words. This is the will of God, even your sanctification. Does everybody fully understand it? And then the tagline is that you should abstain from or be fed up with fornication. Going anywhere else other than to God for anything. Does everybody comprehend it? If you don't, then you're going to live in the never, never land. Trying to circumcise yourself and fix yourself. Jeremiah says, why do you gad about to change yourself? John, are you okay?
I'm fine.
You sure?
Yes.
All right. What?
I feel like the air went out of the room about 3 minutes ago.
That was before he came in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It wasn't in.
It wasn't?
No. No, I...
Well, I did too. That's why
I'm... What's... Is there something wrong?
John? All right, back to this. This is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. Does anyone not believe that the word abstain means be fed up with? This is your time. This is your chance.
It sounds like a word like
saying, stop doing it.
Stop doing it or stay away from it or something.
No, it doesn't mean that.
What means that in English now, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is remember, this is the King James Version. Mm-hmm. But the English meaning of abstain at the time of the King James was different than the English meaning of abstain now. Now the abstain now means you got to quit it, you got to stop it, you got to.
Right.
But the meaning of abstain, or the meaning of the word that came from in Greek and at the time of the translation, was be fed up with it.
Well, if you're fed up with something,
then you will abstain. You don't want to drink sour milk anymore. You just had an experience with drinking sour milk.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the point of that is that all sensual activities have to be seen as sour milk. Otherwise, you will continue to do them or be an actor or actress. This is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. I got an email yesterday from somebody that listens, and there's all he was quoting the scriptures about, but he wasn't using he was using another version, but he questioned the idea that well, go to Ephesians 5 real quick, because it's directly related to this. Be you, therefore, followers of God as dear children. Now, whatever translation he was using, the word followers was in that word was translated as be you imitators of God. How can you be a follower of God? How can you be holy even as God is holy? How can you be a follower? Be a follower, but really the word is in the Greek mimos, which means, in a very literal sense, it means be an imitator. But how can you imitate God? You can't. The only way you can imitate God is by being in the likeness of God, and the only way that happens is by Jesus Christ in you, because He alone came from eternity, and therefore He alone will return to eternity. So the only way you can be a follower or an imitator, the only way you can be holy as He is holy, is to abandon yourself and trust and know that it's Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory. And if there's any other hope, you might as well forget it anyway. You might as well just go commit suicide. If His life isn't enough to meet whatever standards, and if I have to do anything other than abandon myself, then I'm without hope. And if you don't know that, now's the time to know it. Because otherwise, you're just kidding yourself. You're still trying to get it right and work it right and say the right thing and not be challenged. And back to Ecclesiastes. Remember what the predicate verse was. It is good that you take hold of this, the idea that you push everything to the limit. And then, because for he that feareth God shall come forth of them all. You don't want me to start yelling, do you? Everybody understand this? Because I think that you don't understand it. Because this is the definition of freedom. This is total freedom. If the Son has made you free, you're free indeed. But do you trust that freedom? Or are you still putting the governor on yourself? Are you still putting your own constraints and your own images of what things should be? Well, I gotta be this way, and I gotta be this way, and I gotta not say this, and I gotta not say that, and if I say this, I'll be in trouble, and you spend your life gadding about to change yourself. And you debate with yourself whether this really means this or should it mean that. And it's a stench in the nostrils of God. Tiptoeing through the rules and laws. Tiptoeing not to make yourself seen by anybody. Especially when you don't feel well. It's just acting. It's pure hypocrisy. And we are getting ready for Passover, right? The primary method of getting ready for Passover is that you would rid the vessel of all leaven. First leaven. The leaven of the Pharisees. Hypocrisy. That means there's something going on within you that you don't show outwardly. Hypocrisy. Second level. Second leaven. The leaven of the Sadducees. I really don't believe this. Therefore, I have to act like I believe, because if I did, this famous statement, if I did what all he said, I would just go sit in a corner. The reason you would say that is because you don't believe in the power of God. You don't possibly believe that by abandoning yourself, that his life will be lived in you. So you live in the never-never land of twilight. Last leaven, the leaven of Herod. Seeing lack anywhere. Anybody see lack? And what's your response to seeing lack? 99% of the time, your response to seeing lack is to lean on your own arm of understanding in order to find and figure out a way to fulfill that perceived lack. And that is sin. The secret of sanctification is always and ever and only abandonment or repentance. If you have a perceived lack, if you have a perceived judgment, Father, forgive me. I've resurrected myself because I am not seeing Christ as all and in all. So, it's about, what, 6 weeks until Passover? Oh, that's right. It's the end of, it's late. So, it's about, it's some number of weeks. X number of weeks.
Why?
Because of, it's the year, now this year, Christ's resurrection is being celebrated by an Easter before he was crucified.
We're waiting for you to get your stuff together.
Yeah. Leaven of Herod. Leaven of the Pharisees. And the leaven of the Sadducees. Anybody have any of that leaven? Anybody leaning on your own arm of understanding about anything? Anybody not having outward what's inward? Well, I just don't think it's right, Ollie, that you say those kind of things and you look at me while you're saying them.
Right. People are just trying to cope.
You're just trying to cope. God help you. All right, everybody got this whole thing about this is the will of God? Even your sanctification, that you should abstain or be fed up with fornication, be fed up with going to all these other sources for your sustenance or your, for anything? Are you going to still drink sour milk tomorrow?
Is there any way you can not, or you can't make that happen, can you?
The only way, the power of God is the preaching of the cross. And the preaching of the cross causes you to go so deeply inward so the repentance is at the most inward part of your being. So there's no more of you left.
But I'm saying you can't make yourself come to the end.
Yes, you can. By quit living in your mind. By going and doing it.
Personal integrity.
That's right. It's this thing of integrity. That you cannot stand the lies that you tell yourself.
Well, it's the rechallenging the lies.
Well,
there's you either can do it with experience, actually doing everything, or, you know,
empathy.
That's the reason, yeah, the reason you have an imagination is that you can see, you know, from everyone else what they've gone through, or, you know, you can see to the end of it.
Amen.
Go through, you know, finish it.
That's why it's so critical that a body of people be vulnerable one to another, that commending themselves openly to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Because everything in you wants anonymity. You want entertainment, anonymity, and feel goods. And that's the essence of the so-called mega churches. You're not here to be entertained. You're not here to be amused. You're not here for anonymity. You spend a lifetime, most of you, in some kind of a, if you're in religion at all, sitting in pews. Unless you have really good side vision, you don't even see the people. And you look up to some preacher telling you, these are the principles of a godly life. You can see the back of somebody's head.
You're the lame.
But if you believe the scriptures, the only place the word of God can be spoken is from not the Bama, which is the high place, but from the Bima, the lowest, the emptiest place. And the only way that you can come to sanctification without living for 900 years, as they did before the flood, is by having a body of people for which you test your value systems against, instead of sitting quietly debating in your own mind. Because I promise you, if you debate in your own mind, you're arguing with a loser. This is why vulnerability is so critical. Well, I can't be vulnerable because you'll yell at me. Well, that's probably true. But yeah.
Might yell anyway.
Anybody have any response? Or do you believe that this isn't really what church should be?
It's where the rubber meets the road.
I'm experiencing an abstain kind of a thing over the last, I've been aware of it the last couple of weeks, where it kind of dawned on me a couple of weeks ago sitting here in Bible study that since I've, you know, the last 20 years, I have been trying to learn how to be a disciple and to analyze my own behavior and, you know, get rid of what's bad and increase what's good and all that stuff. And instead of just living, I've just been consumed with myself trying to be a Christian self. And I look around and it's like being in a school for neurotic children or something. It's like people that call themselves Christians appear to be totally self-absorbed with, should I do this? Should I do that? How do I do? What did that word? What do they mean? I don't understand. It's just, I am fed up with that.
But stop,
I just want to be.
But stop a minute and think. 20 years, I've said the same thing to you, over and over and over.
And everything you said, I tried to figure out how. Am I doing that? Am I not doing that? Why don't I do that? How can I do that? Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
What
instead
does
of,
mean? What does that word mean?
Instead of repentance. If there is anything, you got to hear this. If there is anything that you hear from me as a how-to, or this is what you should do, then you've missed the point. Even repentance. Because if you try to repent without coming to the end, the repentance is nothing. It's meaningless. It's garbage. It's returning to your own vomit.
It's measured.
Measured repentance. That's a good one. Amen. And it has to be, every part of you has to become so exceedingly sinful that you will no longer taste of it. You have to go through the process, whatever it is. If it's traveling to the ends of the world and you think there's life somewhere else, you have to go, you either have to talk to somebody that has done it or you have to go do it. Having a great education, you have to go do it or you have to stop. See the stupidity of it. Just living a normal life, you have to go do it or you have to see the end of it. Oh, I just want a girlfriend. I just want a family. I just want blah, 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 blah. You have to go do it. But if you continue to live, if you cannot see that true repentance means that you've seen the end of it and it is nothing, then you can't repent. All you can do is try to circumcise yourself. Pretty soon you don't have anything left. I didn't say that. Forgive me.
Well, I've heard you say some particularly outrageous things like, and I can't get them word for word, but things like you have said, if God can't deal with me, then the hell with me. I mean, if I can't just be, and if God can't do what God does, then I don't care.
That's
the point I'm getting to. I just don't care anymore. I've heard you say, you know, if I were going straight to hell, I don't care. I would keep doing what I'm doing. It's like, I don't really care anymore whether or not I'm going to heaven, whether I'm saved. I'm sick and tired of thinking about it and worrying about it and trying to make it happen.
Well, let me just for clarity's sake, let me explain what I said. I said, if God requires anything more than my total honesty, then I'm dead meat. If there's the slightest behavior pattern that I have to do in order to meet His requirements, I'm dead meat. But I know that I know that I know, because I've pushed it in every way that is possible to push it, that I can conceive of. And I know that His faithfulness only demands integrity. But integrity at a level that we never even dream of. Integrity meaning that you've pushed everything, you've said everything, no matter what it is there, it's out. Because it's Jesus Christ in me, the hope of glory. And sanctification means Him being revealed, you being gone. And all of the deepest, darkest corners of your mind, your emotions, your will, or whatever you call it, in every arena, even down to it talks about He encompasses our reins. You know what the reins are? The kidneys. That means He's even surrounding our waste products. But as long as we try to be in control, we will never know what sanctification means, because we will always doubt that Jesus Christ is in us. Therefore, repentance will never be complete, and we'll live a life of hopeless if-onlys. Every little thing is going to tick you off. Every little thing is going to cause you to judge someone else. I mean, Isaiah says, talks about it, the dog returning to his own vomit. All tables are filthy. There is no place clean. Why? Because you keep regurgitating the stuff. And you keep eating the same thing that you've just regurgitated. And that still is your sustenance. And because, hear me, what you eat is what gives you purpose, satisfaction, and mostly what you eat is mental. Mental gymnastics continue over and over and over and over. And you keep eating
your own vomit. Let's look at that. Isaiah 28. See, you caused me to get sidetracked. So Sana's laughing at me, so as usual, what the hell's new? Pitiful. Let's close. No. Pete broke our orange juice machine, though. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim. You're drunk on the wine of Ephraim, and if you want to go know what that means, it's very easy. I'm going to tell you, but if you don't believe me, please search it out. The wine of Ephraim is the wine of self-seeking under any guise. The wine of trying to get it right. The wine of any aspect, any the slightest, subtlest self-seeking. It's the wine of having you as the subject of your sentence. If your redemption, if you're a place in the body where your redemption causes you, makes you need to feel bad or to fail, then you will be drunk on the wine of failure. Does anybody hear me? Woe to the crown of pride, because even the failure, because it's what's necessary in your deepest secret part of you for redemption, because mommy beat you or something, that is it's the crown of pride. I remember when I told Pete used to be so shy when he wouldn't open his mouth. Now he's a dark overlord. His shyness is the most pristine form of pride, because you care what somebody thinks about you. Oh, so I'm going to be shy and I'm going to be real. And it's just spiritual horse shit. But it's sweet Pete. It's nice and meek. It's not meekness. It's filled with pride because you have a concern for what somebody's response to you is. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are at the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord hath a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and as a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. Now the hail is always the in the Old Testament, the plague of hail was to destroy the refuge of lies. And the preaching of the cross is all of the preaching of the cross is the 10 plagues. You understand? What?
Yes.
The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet, and the glorious beauty which is at the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he looketh upon it, seeth, and while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up, but it's nothing. And that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown, he alone shall be for the crown of glory, and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of the people, or his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine, and through strong drink are out of the way. The priests and the prophets have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. Yea, they err in vision and stumble in judgment. For all the tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Only them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For in our minds, precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. And he's not talking about speaking in tongues. He's talking about hearing what you can't understand, so your only response can be repentance.
to whom he said, this is the rest where we may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they still would not hear. But the word of the Lord was still unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. So until you stop the idea that you're going to learn something, because as long as you think you're going to learn something, you're going to still go line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, and you'll have some breakthrough and you see something and you say, praise God, but the wall of your own persona is still up. And so everything has to be guarded against, what does this mean to me? Until you go forward and fall backward and broken and snared and taken. Until you just be. We did not study one word of what I thought I was going to study today. Not one word.
We could do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anybody have any response? Nothing I said caused any process within you.
Well, of course it did. Well, of course it did. Not some stone.
What?
Not some stone.
You look like it. You look like it. What's that? What's the sacred stone in Islam?
Dome of the Rock.
No. The one at Mecca. It's a black stone. No, it's appropriate.
Oh, solid.
Solid black stone.
Is that the word?
Sullen.
Black power.
Green power.
Couldn't buy anything with black.
All righty. Take it, big guy.